Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring into discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah As-Saff. Now, primarily, there's just one narrative in this regard, which is recorded in Salawi's Tafsir and is reported by Ubay ibn Ka'b from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the words of this narrative are, "Man qara Surah Isa," which of course is the name of Surah As-Saff. So, "Man qara Surah Isa alayhi salam, kana Isa musalliyan alayhi mustaghfiran lahu ma dama fid dunya." وَهُوَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَ رَفِيقُهُ, which means that a person who reads Surah Saf, the Prophet Jesus will continue to pray for him, supplicating for him, asking for his forgiveness as long as that person is in this world. And on the Day of Judgment, this person shall be a companion to Jesus. So this is what this narrative say. However, I'm afraid this narrative is extremely weak and it cannot be relied upon. Its description to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stands on very slippery ground. The reason for this is that one of the narrators which is found in his chain of narration is Makhlad ibn Abdul Wahid, about whom Abu Hatim says that he is Zaiful Hadith. And Ibn Hibban says that he is Munkar al-Hadith Jiddan. Now, as far as Ali ibn Zayd ibn Judan is concerned, who is another narrator found in the chain of narration of this narrative, he too is extremely weak. And just for example, Hafiz Mizzi has recorded the following jarrah on him in his book Tehzeeb al-Kamal. Thus, Ibn Sa'd's view about him is that he's fihi zurf wa la yuhtajju bihi. And Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal has various, it has been recorded that he has said various opinions. He has given his various points and opinions about Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and all of them are extremely negative. Thus, for example, he is reported to have said that he's laysa bil qawi, laysa bil shay, and za'if al hadith. All these three opinions are ascribed to Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an. Similarly, we have a number of opinions ascribed to Yahya ibn Mu'in regarding Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an, and all of them are very negative. Thus, they are a za'ifun fi kulli shay, laysa bi zakal kabi, laysa bi shay, and laysa bil hujja. So all these are opinions are ascribed to Yahya ibn Mu'in, and thus this, of course, even further weakens his personality. Similarly, Ibrahim ibn Yaqub al-Juzjani says that Ali ibn Zayd ibn Jud'an is wahil hadith, za'if, and la yuhtajju bihi. And Abu Zura says that he is laysa bil qawi, and Imam Nasa'i and Ibn Hajar also regard him to be za'if. So in the presence of all these details, of course, this narrative cannot be relied upon, and it has to be discarded because its ascription to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is extremely, extremely weak, and it cannot at all be established. Now, the true way to achieve the blessings of reading a surah, as I continue to point out, is that we have a living relationship with that surah. And the living relationship with a surah is only established if we know that surah, what it says to us, we understand its meanings, we deliberate upon its message, and we are also communicate this message to others. This is the best way of having a good relationship with the surah. And of course, this would also guarantee reaping us its blessings. And we must disregard all such narratives whose description to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is extremely doubtful. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullaha li wa lakum wa lisairil muslimina wal muslimat.